Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So I don't know if you can see this, but I got poison ivy on my arm, right? And it's traveling all over my body. Not cool. But here's the point. I pick up poison ivy so quickly. I was just picking a few weeds in the front yard, like literally three weeds, boom, boom, boom. I was on the phone. I thought I would grab that. Well, I guess one was poison ivy. So what I do is I end up having to get a steroid because it just travels all over my body extremely quick. And it never did that when I was a kid, but it happens all the time now as an adult. I just get it really quickly. I could basically look at it and get it. So what do? I go to the doctor, and the doctor, sure enough, sees me super quick and says, yep, we'll get you on prednisone. And I basically, listen, it's a pain to go to the doctor, right? I mean, besides the money, which we got insurance, it's not bad, but the point is this, it's time. You know, I'm really a productivity dude, and I don't like to do anything that is unnecessary with time. I really try to manage time. In fact, one of our businesses is called Redeem the Day. It's all about buying back time, because you can never get your time back. So rather than just say, okay, doc, thanks, I basically say, listen, I get this all the time. And he says, hey, I'll put two refills on there, no problem. And I'm like, cool, sweet, thanks. So now I have 1 year to get two more refills. And why is that important? Because I'll tell you why it's important. It's gonna save me time. It might save me an hour. By the time I go get the refill, it might save me 2 hours by the time I drive over, see the doctor, drive back, get the prescription, get it filled, blah, 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 right? Wait for the prescription to get filled, this type of thing. So I'm just going to assume that that whole thing takes me 2 hours. Even just to drive to the doctor, see the doctor, drive back, probably a 2 hour round trip when it's all said and done. Listen, I don't know what your hourly rate is, but for me, my hourly rate is quite expensive. That doctor saved me a ton of money just by putting two refills on it. Here's the point. He wouldn't have done that if I didn't ask. There's things that are happening in your life. Listen, I just earned a bunch of money just by asking one quick thing. I just saved time, which can never be bought back. And I just saved money just by saying, hey, you know, I get it all the time. And he says, hey, I'll write two refills. This is true for you too. Every single day, you have opportunities that pass you in front of you. Do you have the eyes to see? Do you have the courage to ask? It's not that hard to ask. So what would he have said if I said, hey, I get this all the time? That's nice. I mean, I was probably gonna ask him for refills eventually. But I just know that so many people miss out in life simply because they don't have the courage to ask. In my favorite book, there's certain people that needed to be healed of illnesses. And because they asked, Jesus responded and healed them. I don't know what you need today, but I know that if you are not able to summon the courage to verbalize your need, you're gonna miss out. I see this happen all the time with tickets, with all kinds of things. Do you have the courage to ask? Even better seats. You let's say you're going to a concert, you wish you would have bought better tickets, but you didn't. So you ask the person, listen, can I upgrade my tickets today? Maybe they do it for a fee. Maybe they say no. Maybe they say, here, these people aren't showing up. Here's free seats for you up here. I don't know what it is, But you need to know your needs and then verbalize your needs. Just ask. And listen, it can't always be done. I get it. There's sometimes people ask me for things. I can't do it, right, for them. But I'm encouraged that they ask. And you never know unless you ask. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. State your request today. You'll be surprised what happens. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.